joining. We will get the meeting underway. We do have some apologies. And is Gabby on the call?
Yeah, it's me all the time. It's me all the time. I have apologies from Carolina and from Lactilde and Leslie Cowley, Nigel Roberts, and Margarita Valdez.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I'll just remind everybody that last week there was also an informal meeting of the council where the co-chairs of the CWG and CCWG provided an informal update. And I think, Keith had already sent a note that the recording was available. Hopefully the folks who weren't on that call had an opportunity to listen. Agenda item number 2, the minutes and actions. Christina, could I ask you to do them for us, please?
Yes, we only have 2 actions from the last call, so maybe I can read both of them. There's action 104.01, the chair to communicate to the co-chairs of the CWG and the CCWG, that the CCNSO will need to give room for in-depth discussion in Buenos Aires before being able to make consensus-based decision on a way forward on these matters. And I don't know if Bart, if you want to say something to those, to the actions.
I mean, I can say that that's certainly been done.
Yeah, sorry, Byron.
Mm-hmm. And
it's been done. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know that the co-chairs of the CCWG have responded and are asking us for some clarification, so that'll be the next step. But that particular action item has been taken care of.
Okay, great. The next one is also for you. It's action 100.04.02. The chair to send a note to the GNSO chair explaining the CCNSO decision not to participate in the GNSO working group on auction proceeds, however, noting that there could be individual expertise to seek in the CCTLD community.
Yes, and that we have something drafted and we'll be doing that shortly.
Okay, so it's in progress.
Yes. Actually, we pretty much have the final draft. I think, as we'll recall, the general consensus was that as the CCNSO, we were going to decline to participate, but we would certainly recommend to our membership that anybody who has that expertise and is interested should and can participate, and that is effectively what we'll be sending in the note to the chair of the GNSO.
Okay, that's all the actions.
Okay. Maybe I'll just also bring people up to speed on where we are with the FOI. And we had sent the note to the ICANN board indicating that the work of the FOI was complete and the recommendations were out there. And that note has been acknowledged by the chair of the ICANN board. And at this point, we're simply waiting further steps from board and staff on implementation and recommendations of the FOI work. So that's certainly a work in progress, but they have recognized it and are in the process of implementing. So we'll move on to agenda item number 3. If I could just remind people to put their phones on mute unless they're speaking, that would be appreciated. Thank you. Agenda item number 3 was around the appointment of a new co-chair for the CCWG on Internet Governance. As I think most of us will recall, Jordan Carter, .NZ had been appointed as a co-chair, but because of the work he's doing with the CCWG accountability, He is simply not able to do both given the level of effort required, so he has stepped down from the CCWG Internet Governance. We have reached out to the other members, other CCNSO members on the CCWG accountability to see if one of them would take on the role, and Young Um has. And is Young Um on the call? I don't see her in the chat.
I have not noticed Young Um on the call, no.
Okay, all right, because she's not in the chat. But she has agreed. It's not just by virtue of the fact she's not here, we're volunteering her. And as a result, we do have a draft resolution. But before we put that to a vote, are there any is there any discussion on this resolution? No, seeing or hearing none. I'll ask that we vote on the resolution. And I'll do it in the negative since we're on a call. Are there any abstentions from this resolution, from this vote? Being or hearing none, are there any objections? No? Okay, well, then we will consider the draft resolution to appoint Young Um as the CCNSO appointed co-chair of the CCWG Internet Governance, approved unanimously. Thank you. We have moving on to item number 3.2, which is a no objection proposed interpretation of the charter of the CCWGIG. This has been an ongoing agenda item for the last couple of meetings, I think. And essentially by way of background, you can see the detail there, but really it was a transition from the earliest days of the CCWGIG into the more formally chartered version of it, and really the interpretation of what observers meant as they moved through that process. And they needed clarification on it, so we do have a draft resolution about non-objection. And I will just read the draft resolution. And in case there's anybody on the call who is not in the Adobe Connect room, the draft resolution reads as follows. The CCNSO expresses its non-objection to interpret the section on observers in the CCWGIG charter to mean, and this in quotes, in addition, the CCWGIG will be open to any interested person as a participant. Participants may be from a chartering organization, from a stakeholder group not represented in the CCWG, or may be self-appointed. Participants will be able to actively participate in and attend all CCWGIG meetings, work groups, and sub-work groups. However, should there be a need for a consensus call or decision, such consensus call or decision will be limited to CCWGIG members appointed by the chartering organizations. So effectively what we're saying is, based on that description, we do not object to that. Is there any discussion on that resolution?
I was thinking maybe there is a typo error on the fifth line.
The fifth line? The line starting with participants will be able to actively participate in and attend all CCWGIG meetings, that line?
Yeah, I thought it was it and not it.
Participants will be able to
the CCNSO expresses its non-objection.
Oh, in the first line. Sorry, I thought you said the fifth line. Well, expresses. Yes, that is true. Can we make sure Bark or Christina that is corrected in the final version? Thank you for that. Any other discussion on this resolution? Okay, seeing or hearing none. Again, we'll take it in the negative. Are there any abstentions to this resolution? No. Any objections to this resolution? Seeing or hearing none, we'll consider that unanimously approved. Thank you. And we will move on to agenda item number 4. And this is more a discussion, or this is a discussion. And this, again, is a bit of an ongoing discussion around the format of decision-making by this community and by the council on what will be the outputs of the CWG and CCWG proposals, which most recent timing the CWG came out yesterday. But essentially, based on the proposed timing, the CWG will be delivering its proposal June 8th, and the CCWG will be delivering its proposal to the SOs and ACs on August 9th. And at such time, we as a community are going to have to start making decisions, and the discussion around how decisions are going to be made is one we've had over the last couple of meetings, and we'll continue to do so. As was earlier referenced, we have sent a note to both working groups on behalf of the council, and that has been duly noted by both. And Mathieu's co-chair of the CCWG has asked for some clarification. I know Peter has his hand up. Peter, please go ahead. And Peter, if you're talking, you're on mute.
Yes, I was on mute. Byron, you mentioned that the CWG proposal came out yesterday. If that happened, then I missed it. Can you confirm? Because the last thing I found this morning was a close to final draft handout shortly.
And Peter, you may be right, since it's quite early in my morning. I know it was supposed to come out. That was the plan.
Indeed. That was the plan, but I...
Yeah.
Byron, this
perhaps
is Byron.
Perhaps, Bart, okay. Could you clarify? Yeah.
Go ahead. Can you hear me now? Because I was a bit... I hope I can't hear myself. Okay. No, it was sent out. If you will see, say, Gabi sent out a note to the CCTLD world list, etc., that the CWG proposal was posted for public comment yesterday evening, U.S. time, so late in your evening, Byron.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, as I think we knew, it was supposed to come out yesterday, but I haven't seen it yet. But I'm sure it will make for good reading for all of us today. Thanks. So maybe just everybody can check the email from Gabi for where that link is.
It was sent this morning, Central European Time, Peter, so a few hours ago.
Okay. And because I've already mentioned it, so Mathieu, in his capacity as co-chair, as one of the co-chairs of the CCWG, acknowledged our note and has come back seeking clarification on what's meant with the interpretation, or to provide interpretation of of the line in our note to him or to them, saying that we will need broad support of the proposals by the membership of the CWG or CCWG, in particular the CCTLD members. That's what we wrote in our note, effectively saying that our own community members are going to have to show broad support. And essentially his question is, does this imply unanimity from our CCTLD members of the CCWG or consensus? So he's really asking there, does it have to be unanimous or can it simply be a consensus-based support from our CCTLD members on the CCWG? And I want to put that out as a question for discussion. I mean, I have my own opinion on it, but Peter, please go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. Forgive my ignorance, but I'm a bit lost here on the question. In my mind, there are two different levels of support that are required, and it's support by the CCNSOS chartering organization, and then support by the participants in the CWG for their final proposal after public comments. But at one point in time, the CCNSO will have to approve that proposal as well. Can you just clarify on which level of support we're talking here?
Yeah, I'm referring specifically to Matthew's question, which is here in agenda item 4, where he's asking for what we consider acceptable support within his CCWG working group. In other words, you know, will one CCTLD member objecting to the proposal of the CCWG, does that block essentially all CCTLD support of said proposal? So he's asking within the construct of his working group, would one CCTLD member on that working group objecting to or not supporting the end proposal, would that essentially be saying that the CCTLD community does not accept the proposal? I hope I've clarified that. I may have made it worse. Keith, go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. I think, Matthew is indicating that he has an issue with at least one member of the working group and believes that it will not be possible under any circumstances to achieve full consensus on their report. So I think this is almost a pre-warning that if our expectation is to have a unanimous decision, we'd be better off to stop now and start again with something else, because he doesn't believe that it will be possible to get to a unanimous situation. So I think, it's not a speculative question on a what-if basis. It's a fairly well-reasoned desire to understand whether it's worthwhile progressing the work of the working group or bringing it to an end now. For my perspective, I think at the end of the day, the proposal has to achieve consensus amongst the CCTLD community, so broader than just the CCNSO as well. And so, you know, we should accept that there can be some dissenting voices, but that would not necessarily be a consensus at the end of the day. So, you know, we should encourage Matthew to seek consensus and hope that we can apply the same through the CCNSO and the broader CCTLD community as the proposal goes forward.
Thanks, Keith. Peter?
Thanks, Byron. Thanks for clarifying. It did clarify indeed, but then my question to Mathieu would be that, or comment to Mathieu would be that it's not a question for the CCNSO Council on how the members of the CWG would agree or disagree. That should be dealt with, or at least I hope it has been dealt with in the charter of the CWG. And then the next step, the approval of the proposal by the wider CCTLD community, I fully support Keith's comments from a minute ago. Thanks.
Byron, may I add some clarification?
Sure, Bart, please go ahead.
Peter and Councillor say, Mathieu's question is the result of the letter of the Council to the co-chairs of the CWG stewardship and CCWG accountability. In that letter, two things have been said. First of all, that, and we will discuss this later probably, is that the CCNSO will not be able to make a decision without having a fulsome discussion at a face-to-face meeting. That's part one. The second part is that is a phrase which states, as an essential requirement from the CCNSO Council to make a decision is that, and now I quote from the letter itself, broad support of the proposal will be needed, in particular from the CCTLD members on the working groups. Now, there have been some, there is a need to clarify what is meant by broad support in this context. And this is the point that, say, that Keith and what's on the agenda now. So it's a question from Mathieu in response to the letter from the CCNSO Council to both working groups.
Okay.
So effectively, there's, and I think, Peter, you're probably rightly pointing out, there's two hurdles to cross here. The first hurdle is what I believe Mitch is referring to here, which is, what does broad support within the members of that working group mean? And then second, of course, you rightly point out, and as well as Keith, broad support in the community at large after the final proposal has been put out. And I think Mathieu is just simply saying, what does broad support by the CCTLD members of the working group mean? Because clearly, if they come back and don't support the proposal, you know, that the CCTLD community at large would be unlikely to then be supportive of the proposal. So there's two separate steps here. He's really asking about the first step, which is CCTLD members within the working group itself. And the fact is, we talk about consensus, and as I think we can all appreciate, consensus does not mean unanimity. They are separate and distinct. In fact, we should expect that some of our colleagues in the CCTLD community will not be supportive of the proposal. But the key for us is making sure we have broad support, not unanimous support. Peter?
Thanks, Byron. Yes, I fully support that. Indeed, you, as you wrote in your letter, it's broad support, so nobody should expect that unanimity would be a requirement. We've been telling the world for the last that in CCTLD world, no size fits all. So I think we can actually expect CCTLDs with a diverging opinion. What the concept of consensus includes is that we're not going to push this through, I think, I hope, on a majority-only basis, but strive towards getting to compromise that all the members in our community can at least live with. That's what I understand. I mean, so to answer the question that Mathieu is asking that you throw here at the council, no unanimity, but we'll be serious about what we mean by consensus. Thanks.
Yes, agreed. Thank you. Demi?
Thank you, Byron. My question is also a clarification question. I understand that the question that Mathieu is posing is inside the CCWG group. Then we have members appointed, members of the CCTLD community appointed to the CWG group. It will be very maybe awkward if we don't have consensus or unanimity between these members inside the group. I agree that the CCNSO is another thing. Of course, we will never obtain unanimity in such diverse and big group, but it would be good to have at least consensus or maybe unanimity between our representatives in the CWG group. Thank you.
Thanks, Demi. So, you know, I would just echo Keith's comments from earlier. I think that it's fairly clear that within the CCTLD members of the CCWG, there is one member who is very unlikely to agree with the end proposal, however that shapes up, whereas the other members will show support for it. And I guess that's really what Matthew is asking. Can we move forward to take this to the community even though one of the CCTLD appointees is not supportive of the proposal? And I think what I'm hearing, and I think what is reasonable, is we will continue to move forward with bringing the proposal to our community, even if one of the CCTLD appointed members of the CCWG is not in support of the proposal. And I think that's where we're at. But of course, once the proposal is out, absolutely we'll have to work very hard to make sure that we can find consensus and find accommodation within the proposal, both in the CCNSO membership as well as the broader CCTLD community. And perhaps that's a good segue, unless somebody wants to further discuss that. But just to be clear, in order to respond to Mathieu, what I'm hearing is that our guidance to him will be we would require broad consensus, but very clearly not unanimity of our CCTLD appointed members on the CCWG. So with that, that will be effectively what we respond, or I will respond to Mathieu with on our behalf. But it does certainly raise what I think is the next key issue, which is ongoing outreach and engagement. As I mentioned earlier, the CWG proposal is expected to be delivered to us June 8th, and the CCWG proposal August 9th. Obviously, that means the CCWG proposal will come after the Buenos Aires meeting, leaving us, you know, without a face-to-face meeting for the next iteration of discussion on this, or potentially, given timelines discussed now, and Keith, I'm glad you're putting your hand up as the ICG member. Please, Keith, go ahead.
That's not why I was putting my hand up. I was just thinking on the issue of consensus for working groups. It probably is an issue that we need to have greater clarity in working group charters and perhaps even in our own bylaws. As well, so that we are empowering our group to act or not act, as the case may be. So probably that's a discussion point for Buenos Aires Council meeting or thereabouts.
Okay, thanks, Keith. Certainly this issue has highlighted the fact that there isn't clarity on what is consensus, which is an issue that has dogged us for some time. But as we go forward, in terms of the outreach and in terms of the engagement, there are a number of things we're going to have to do. Recognizing that we won't have a face-to-face meeting until Dublin in a post-CCWG proposal world. So I think we definitely need to start to reach out, engage the community even more than we've tried. And I know there have been multiple webinars. There has been significant outreach, numerous posted CCTLD to the world list, etc. So, it's definitely happening, and the ROs have certainly been doing significant outreach as well. But, as we come into the final proposals, it's going to have to start to be even more significant. And part of that is going to be the discussion in Buenos Aires itself and getting some thoughts on the format of the meeting and what do we as counselors need to do to potentially make any decisions, which, of course, we can only do around the CWG because we won't have even seen the CCWG proposal yet. And actually, maybe just on that note, before we get going, and I see Ron and Keith both have their hands up, we'll come to you in just a second. But Katrina, or Gabby, could you give us a sense of the structure of the meeting and the time allocated to this subject matter?
Yes, Byron. Well, we have all the time we need to discuss everything properly. Of course, we have a meeting with the board, with GAC. We have some updates from ICANN and IANA. At this point, first of all, we don't have many presentations yet. Actually, we have, people are not very active at the moment. But we do not have, we haven't shaped the discussions and panels yet. So we come waiting when it comes a little bit closer, we see what's going on. But we have the time because we know that we need it, and that's why we have allocated hopefully enough time for discussion.
Okay. The bottom line is you're obviously very sensitive to it, and we'll give it the time it needs, potentially at the expense of other subjects. But okay. Keith, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Byron. I think reiterating a comment of mine from earlier calls, I believe that once we have the final proposal from Accountability and the main community, then we probably should be hiring a resource to actually pick up the phone and call all the CCTLD managers who are not actively engaged and discuss and see if we can achieve greater knowledge and understanding for them along the way. So I think while we're doing webinars and reaching out in that way and seeking to get to the edges of our community through the regional organisations and so on, I still think that to be sure that we've covered off all our bases, we probably need a resource to get on the phone and just pull all the lesser known CCTLDs and familiarise us with the work.
Okay. And I think also it's my understanding that ICANN will also be translating all of this into the 7 ICANN languages. Peter, see your hand up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. To follow up on Keith's suggestion, I think we should definitely try it. And I think it's important to try and do it in a clever way, not thinking that Keith is suggesting that we do it in a stupid way. I've tried to reach out to the European non-center, non-CCNSO members. There are only a handful, so that wasn't very hard or time-consuming, but there has been absolutely no response from them. So when I'm thinking of picking up the phone and calling somebody, first of all, I would have difficulty in identifying who in those registries that I have no contact with and that are obviously not very interested in corresponding with me would actually be interested in taking on the issue. So I remember the work that, together with some other people, Katrina did on creating a list of all CCTLDs that are CCNSO member or RO member and the type of coverage that we had for them. How much work, and I'm very happy to help for the European part, but how much work would it be to try and identify an individual in that list as well, in addition to the other information that's there, so that we could use that list to then see who would best be positioned to outreach to specific individuals? Does that make sense, or is that too much detail? Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. I mean, clearly that would be helpful. I think the issue there, of course, is the challenge and time associated with uncovering who those people would be across a couple of hundred CCTLDs. I mean, it certainly makes sense. Is that something that you think... Peter, go ahead.
Sorry, Byron. Thanks. For the ROs and for the CCNSO, that would be pretty. I think we can cover roughly 200 of the 245 CCTLDs in that way. The 50 plus remaining, I think each of the regional organizations probably can fill in a handful of names as well, and that would probably leave a gap of 20, 30 members that we would probably have to rely on IANA maybe to help us find individuals that are willing to pick up the phone. And I agree it will be an outrageous effort to actually get the attention of people that had 1,000 opportunities so far to get engaged and obviously showed that they're not interested or they don't get it or they don't want to spend time on it. But I think we will need that record in the final stage of the proposal when it is approved by the CCNSO, hopefully. When it's hopefully approved by the CCNSO and sent to the ICG, it needs to have an annex that writes down in significant detail what our engagement efforts we've done. And I think anything short of the ultimate type of outreaches and as Keith suggests, pick up the phone and call them, could probably turn against us. Happy to put in the effort.
And a good point. Okay, well that's, I think, part of the... All right. Any comments or questions on that? It certainly makes sense. We would have to work in significant concert with all of our colleagues in the RO community. And maybe I would also ask Leonid, who I know is on the call and covers a lot of ground, his thoughts on this. But Leonid, while you collect your thoughts, Bart, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
I think I can compile an initial list with all the addresses is using a list which is available to me, say, around the invoicing. I can use to send letters to individual CCTLD members, and based on that, we at least have contacts for those CCs who are not member of the CCNSO or member of the nor member of the regional organizations. And I can access that list, so that's not a real issue.
Okay. And this is a very, very granular question, but can we have those sent by something that requires a signature on receipt, like some FedEx or UPS or something like that, so that we know and we can document that that information has been received by CCTLD in question?
That's another way of doing it. Instead of picking up the phone, is sending them, of course, the proposal, and as you said, with FedEx, so we know that they've been sent, and you include a letter, and maybe together, or a joint letter from the ROs and the CCNSO, and to seek their input.
Yeah, and I don't think those two possibilities are mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
In that picking up the phone, as Peter suggested, and sending a hard copy documentation that requires signing, I don't think those are mutually exclusive. In fact, probably, to Peter's point, would be helpful in the long run to be able to both disseminate the information itself as well as point back to it and say we've done everything we could. Leonid, do you have any thoughts on this, in particular, given how much ground you cover?
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment, because I'm still trying to figure out who of those APTLD members are not CCNSO members and stuff like that. You know, I've just taken it back a little bit. All right, yeah, I mean, it's going to take some time for me just to sort things out like this.
All right, well, we're going to need to lean on you, Leonid, so get ready.
Sure, anytime.
This would be an ideal opportunity for you to get to know your membership.
Absolutely, that's what I thought, yeah. yeah, that's right.
Okay. I do want to recognize the time here. Being 1:45, and we do have some other agenda items. This clearly is a critical one, so we'll continue on for a bit, but do want to be sensitive to the time. Are there any other thoughts on this particular subject? So the next thing I would just like to flag here is around the timing of this all, just given that the end of public comments for both CWG and CCWG will be May 20th, and at which point we'll have to go into this engagement and communication effort. And I know that Bart, as well as somebody who works with me at CIRA, are working on an engagement and communications plan, just simply a tactical plan of the various vehicles, channels we could use, timing, etc. So I know that Bart is working on that. But the other thing I thought would be important is for at the culmination, or May 20th, when at the end of public comments happens, we should get a roll-up of any and all comments from the CC community, because that will provide us with guidance as well. And I'm hoping that, Bart, that you would be able to provide a summary of comments received by each working group from CCTLD members. That will be very instrumental, I believe, in giving us a flavor for what the community is thinking and saying. All right.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you, Bart. That will be very helpful. On the timing issue, I just wanted to reflect on the fact that our next council call is May 21st, and the close of public comment is May 20th. So it did strike me, and I know nobody likes to move council meetings, but that the opportunity to reflect on all the outputs from the public comment period might be worthwhile before we had that next call, and given it's the very next day, I don't think that that is feasible or realistic. And I just wanted to test the water for potentially delaying our next call by 2 or 3 days so that we've all had an opportunity to read and reflect upon what we see in the public comment. And I know we plan these meetings a long time in advance and have them in our calendars, and it's very difficult to move. And I certainly wouldn't be putting this idea out there if I didn't think that it could be of high value. But before we even actually officially put it on the floor, I just wanted to test the water. Dottie?
My feeling is never change the days of the week okay. of a council meeting. You can change the dates, but don't change the days. It's very confusing, and you're going to lose your audience if you start changing the days of council meetings. That's my this about that.
Okay, thank you. Would anybody strenuously object to us exploring the possibility of it? Okay. I don't see anybody strenuously objecting, so maybe we'll at least put out a poll on a date. Yeah, as Keith has just said, we could put out a doodle poll and explore some options. I'm certainly not saying we're going to do it, but explore some options that would allow us to get the results of public comments. Because as we know, generally speaking, people submit all their comments on the last day or two, and it would allow us to have a much more informed conversation in our next council meeting. Okay. Thank you. We do have about another 40 minutes for this council meeting. Bart, did you?
Yeah, maybe just going back to what you discussed, maybe a suggestion to add a council call just dedicated to that topic.
That's certainly a possibility as well. Why don't we look at both of those possibilities?
We will include it in the doodle poll as an alternative.
Right, and that may be a good alternative to it. One other issue, again, on this subject that I just wanted to raise and take the temperature of was the potential for conditional approval. So because the CWG is going to put out its final report on June 8th before the BA meeting, but that the CCWG will be putting out their proposal on August 9th after the BA meeting, I'd like to get people's thoughts on a potential for conditional approval. And by what I mean by that is, we'll see the work of the CWG. If we can get to that rough consensus point, that we recognizing, however, there will be elements within the CWG's proposal that refer specifically to the work on accountability from the CCWG, is a conditional approval based on whatever the CCWG puts out being acceptable to us, is that a potential path forward, or do we need to consider them in absolute as their own completely separate bodies of work. So I put that question out there. I did see Dottie's hand up. Dottie, did you want to say something?
Well, I don't know if I'm on mute or not.
We can hear you, Dottie.
My reaction to Bart's suggestion is that it's brilliant. I think it'd be wonderful to have a meeting that was just dedicated to the public comment, and I would be very strongly supportive of that. I think it answers the issue in a good way.
Okay, thanks, Dottie. Yeah, and it can be a more informal call like the one that was had last week. That's a good suggestion. All right, any thoughts on the potential for conditional approval or whether they need to be done separately and distinct from each other? No thoughts? Would it be, is it reasonable? Is it completely unreasonable? All right, well, I think it is. We'll have to bring it back at the next call. And I would ask you to reflect on that, because as we go through the decision-making process, certainly one of the possibilities is if the CWG proposal seems generally acceptable, but it refers to some of the key elements of the accountability work, then we may find ourselves in a position where we can't accept it outright, but that if the accountability work ends up being acceptable to us, that we can conditionally approve the work of the CWG first. So it's something we're going to need to think about and wrestle with. I think for the time being we've exhausted this subject, or at least I've exhausted you on the subject for the time being. So we'll move on to agenda item number 5, which is council updates. 5-1 is a chair update over the main thing that I've been up to, other than what we've already talked about, was chairing the ISTAC call, where we had both the chairs from the CWG and CWG provide updates. So Mathieu and Lisa provided updates, and it was actually, I thought, a very productive and constructive call. It was certainly a robust discussion because we had some of the other members of those working groups on, and as we've already talked about, there's definitely not unanimity. So we had some pretty robust discussion, but it was respectful and I thought quite helpful for all our participants. I'll pass it on then, unless there's any questions for me specifically. We'll pass it on to the vice chairs. Katrina, did you have anything, and then we'll move to Keith?
Well, nothing particular. The vice chair will give later updates on working groups.
Okay, thank you. Keith?
Nothing for me. You know, the Byron.
Okay. Any specific updates from councillors?
Это правда. Ну, пока, видите, как холодно.
I don't think that's an update.
That's Leonid. Yeah, Leonid, could you please mute?
I'm sorry.
No problem. I don't see or hear any individual councillor updates. Any RO updates? We have Leonid or Peter.
Yes, Jeff.
And yep, sorry, yep. Black, please go ahead.
Yeah, well, we will be having an event next month, from 25th May to 5th of June, we have the Africa Internet Summit and the Advanced Registry Operators course in Tunisia. I'll just post the link to the event on the chat room, and you are all welcome to participate. We also have the Africa Domain and System Forum coming up in July from 6th to 8th, and we also welcome all the members of the CCNSO to attend. I will post the links on the chat room. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Barak. Anybody else?
Well, this is Leonid speaking. Just a very quick update. Well, nothing really urgent or nothing really coming except for, of course, the ICANN meeting. But you might be interested to know that...
Leonid, we lost you.
Yeah, we lost you.
Leonid, if you're still talking, you're on mute or you've been cut off. Well, we'll assume he's been cut off. Okay. And maybe I could ask Bart or Gabby, somebody, to send him a note, just letting him know. Thanks. And thanks, Barak, for providing those URLs for us. Okay, then we'll move on to staff updates.
This is BAHEV 1, and that will potentially affect the CCNSO board meeting in Buenos Aires. The board wants to test a new format, which implies that, say, if two or more of the communities raise the same topic, that topic will be deferred to the public forum. So if we have general, as a CCNSO, if there are general questions, for example, around the transition or around the accountability, I assume others will have that question as well. It will be deferred a part of the public forum. So in this way, they want to zoom in on our case, on CCNSO, CCTLD specific matters. That was it.
Okay, thanks, Bart. Then we'll move on to the next agenda item. And is there somebody from the SOP who can provide us an update?
Peter, Byron.
Please go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. Well, in no way officially speaking on behalf of the SOP or on behalf of our esteemed chair. The comments have been sent by all these sub-teams to the chair. I think Bart, most of them have copied you, although I forgot to do that. I'll do that in a minute. So I think the group is on track. Some groups were very active, and they covered even more ground. Leslie's group even covered more ground than they were supposed to cover, which is really good. Other groups, including mine, had a problem with participants that were overloaded with work in different areas because they're also the same people involved in CWG and CCWG and some other areas. So I think most SOP working group members felt much more the pressure than the previous years in getting their work done within the allocated time. But as far as I can see, and from what I heard from Giovanni, we managed to do that, so we should be on track. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Peter? No, hearing none, we'll move on to 6.2. And Gabby, are you able to provide us an update there? Gabby, are you there?
I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes, we have now over 100 subscribers, ASCII subscribers. We have actually almost 120 subscribers in total, so it's going forward, and we have produced a leaflet, which we have distributed. So it's going forward.
Great. Okay, thank you. Any questions on that? Nope. Okay, we'll move on to 6.3, which is around the Guideline Review Committee. And Katrina, can you provide us an
update? Yes, thank you. Bart and I, we have prepared two documents. One is a template for guidelines review, and we hope that the members who volunteer to this group will show up on the call on Monday, discuss the template, and then we start reading guidelines and actually fill in the template for each guideline, just to see what's wrong with guidelines, what we need to change. Maybe they are okay, and so on. And another one is the general guidelines on guidelines. So how do we expect the guideline to look like? Something that the guidelines must follow. Yeah, that's basically it. And on Monday we have another call. Unfortunately, some members never reply to emails. I hope that they will show up on the call.
Thank you, Katrina. Any questions or comments for Katrina on that? No? We'll move on to 6.4 then, which is the CCWG updates on the use of country and territory names. Bart, were you going to provide us an update on that?
Yeah, this working group has intensified its working method. It's meeting now every 2 weeks, focusing on potential framework around the use of country names. They're now focusing on zip codes and how to and have a fulsome discussion around it. What is also will be included, and that's probably interesting for the CCTLD community at large, is a clear description on how the MA, the ISO 3166 MA, how they get to the two letter codes on the one hand side, and how countries will be in country and territories will be included in that list, because there is a lot of different interpretations of this process. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Bart. Now we'll move on to 6.5, the program working group update. Back to you, Katrina.
Thank you. I think I almost covered it during my previous update. We have started working. We have a draft agenda, but since we're not clear about all the parts on the structure of the date, there's still some work to do with this draft. Gabi has issued a call for volunteers for presentations. Unfortunately, I must say that people are not very active at the moment, but still hope that we'll receive some new submissions. Well, that's a short update. But yes, we're prepared for IANA transition and accountability discussions.
Okay, so that's probably a call to your colleagues here on this call, that if they have interesting submissions, that you should probably reach out to Katrina and Gabby on it. All right, with that, we'll move on to agenda item number 7, liaison updates. And I think I saw an update arrive for me early this morning. Written update. I think that's correct, right, Bart? Double check.
Yeah, I saw the one from Ron this morning, and forwarded by Gabby, and Patrick sent his update as well. I've seen that one.
Okay. Thank you. So with that, we will move on to agenda item number 8. Work plan, and it's for informational purposes really only. But Bart, did you want to say a few words on the work plan?
I've started with the yearly work plan, or the annual work plans, what was adopted, and the monthly work plan is a trimmed down version of that one, and we'll maintain it for the year, that's all.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item number 9. The date of the next meetings. We've already had a little bit of discussion around the 21st. We're going to explore some opportunities there, but until otherwise decided, May 21st will be the next council call. And on to item number 10. Any other business? Does anybody have any other business they would like to raise? Peter, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Bar. When I noted in the chat that is bad news, that was obviously not referring to Barak's earlier message that CCNSO members are welcome to attend the 2 meetings in Africa. So that was just awkward timing. That was referring to the issue that Bart raised on the change of format of the CCNSO board exchanges. It would probably be better to just wait and see what happens and if it will be as bad as it could be. But I'm a bit concerned with what I hear. I think these exchanges, for me, have been one of the extremely valuable parts of the CCNSO meeting, especially the last couple of years, with proper preparation, with exchanges of agenda points before the meeting, with people appointed to carry one of our issues or messages or concerns, and they've done that in an expert way. I mean, they raised our issues and they put them on the table of the board. And the board was required during that 45 minutes, 1 hour, to respond face-to-face to the issues that we raised. And we've seen excellent discussions. If I think roughly of the last couple of items that we discussed, probably every single one of them would have been on the agendas of the other SOs and ACs. Maybe with the exception of use of names of the territories and countries. Although even that would probably be on the exchange with the GAC. So none of our issues would still fit in the old format, and they would be referred to the public forum. That would be a terrible loss. And I would suggest that even without giving them the advantage of the doubt, we already sent that concern. But we obviously wrap it in a positive way. We really appreciated the time that they took to sit down with us. Three hours a year. It's not that much, actually. 3 hours a year, but it made an enormous difference in the way we interact with the board and with the rest of the ICANN community, and we would strongly advise to keep it like that. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Keith?
Yeah, I think echoing Peter's comments, I think the public forum is the wrong venue to get to the depth of discussion on the sorts of topics that we want to get into depth with the board on. So we fully support the idea that we retain what we have, but I'll keep an open mind and you know, maybe we could see how it would go for a meeting or two. But I think for the sorts of work that, or the sorts of issues we've been elevating to the board, what we have now works well, and you know, anything that disturbs that, you know, is likely to lead to less effective interaction. Thanks.
So I think those are good points. I mean, we could just float an idea here, is that we could send a note from the CCNSO to the ICANN board, or to Steve, and say something to the effect of, we recognize they're trying to make meetings more efficient. However, the depth of discussions that we are able to engage in are very meaningful to the CCNSO. Whether or not some other community has or will be also raising said issue, so we want to flag that. We are willing to try it out for a meeting or two, but sort of reserve the right to come back to them and say it's not working for us. Does that make sense? Would anybody object to me doing that? And to us giving it a try, but letting the board know that we're okay with trying it, but we only will continue on if it meets our needs, essentially. Okay, Peter, I see a check mark there. As the advocate for it, and I think, you know, I think your comments were right on, too. Okay, well, let's do that. So as an action item, we'll duly note that, and I'll work with staff to draft a note based on what we've just talked about. Thank you.
All right.
Is there any other business? Hearing or seeing none, I will bring this meeting to a close at almost 20 after the hour. I think we had 90 minutes scheduled, so thank you very much, everybody. That was a good conversation, particularly around the key topics of the day, which will be very helpful as we work our way towards these proposals and towards decision-making and ongoing engagement. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.